This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In California, marine biologists are trying to coax a humpback whale and her calf back into the ocean. Both whales are injured, and they're a long way from home. As Tamara Keith reports from member station KQED, the whales traveled nearly 100 miles upriver from the ocean off San Francisco, all the way to the port of Sacramento.
What do you do when you have two endangered whales swimming circles in a small shipping channel nowhere near their ocean home? Scientists here are trying the equivalent of ringing a dinner bell. These are the sounds that humpback whales make when they're feeding. And it's these sounds that the whale rescue team started piping underwater this morning from a Coast Guard cutter, with the hopes that the mother whale and her calf will follow. So far, though, the whales just keep swimming in big circles. They almost seem to be staying away from the boat. Peter Falkins is with the Alaska Whale Foundation, one of several groups on hand to help with the rescue. He says there may be a language barrier.
The sounds that we have are from Alaska humpbacks, and this is a humpback probably from a different population, probably the Mexico-California population. So it's kind of like speaking Chinese to somebody from Boston, but at least you recognize that it might be another member of the same species.
The wayward whales have attracted quite a following. Hundreds of people have gathered along the shore of the Sacramento River for a rare inland whale sighting. Marcy DeAnda and her grandson Elijah came prepared. They brought lawn chairs, a video camera, and an old encyclopedia open to the section about humpback whales. And as the whales came up for air every few minutes, they got giddy.
Oh, look, look, there it is again. Oh.
Marcy is homeschooling her grandson, and she says this visit from the whales made for the ultimate science lesson.
This is something else. This is, because he asked, he goes, well, why are they out here? Did they come out here to, you know, eat? And I says, no, I think they got misdirected a little. And so they're out here, and they have to get them back home, or they can die.
The concern is real. Frances Gulland, a veterinarian with the Marine Mammal Center, is monitoring the health of the animals.
There's so many unknowns that we really can't be confident in anything that we say or believe at this point.
Both whales have large gashes, likely caused by boat propellers, and there isn't any food for them in the freshwater river where they've taken up residence. The only model scientists have to follow is the experience with Humphrey the whale, who came for a lengthy visit in the Sacramento River back in 1985. He was eventually enticed out with the underwater whale sounds. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.